Prepping Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 33rd Torino Film Festival. Today I'm in company of Hani Abu Assad, director of The Idol. So welcome, Hani. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
So first of all, I would like to ask you to describe for your own words The Idol.
The Idol is a movie about a singer from Gaza try to achieve his dreams, and against all the odds he succeeded to escape from Gaza and become the Arab Idol in 2013. It's a real story, but dramatized in a very Italian way.
Yeah, you're right. So how did you get involved in the project? How did you decide to treat this story?
Actually, the producer, Ali Jaffar, who sent me the script and asked me if I want to direct it, I rewrote the script. I told him, yes, I would love to do it in condition that I will rewrite the script. I rewrote it and then directed. I was very excited to do it because I had a personal experience with this story. I was in Cannes when I heard in Cannes 2013
with
the
right?
movie Omar, and I heard his story when I was in Cannes from my sister, and from that moment I was captivated because it's a very fairy tale story, but becomes very real and have a good meaning. Had the same like kind of sentiment like Cinema Paradiso, that movie I really love, and it's a very sentimental movie, but it's for a good reason. This is why we were so happy with the movie, and usually we don't like sentiment, and artists are very cynical. But sometimes, you know, sentiment are when it's for a good reason, you allow it. And this is why I find, finally, I have a project to be sentimental.
Yeah, because that the beauty of it is that everything is true. It really yes. happened. So even if it could be easily, considering how things happened, it could easily be a fairy tale in a way, right?
Yes, and this is like when a fairy tale becomes reality, you are excited about, because we all want to live in fairy tales. But we know that reality is different, and sometimes you need the reality to help you to live the fairy tale again.
Yeah, you're right. So since you told me that the only condition to do this film was to rewrite it, what did you change? What was the main purpose for you?
The main purpose is to create an emotional investment with the characters, and to give the darker side of the journey of becoming successful. And what I changed mainly is to give to bring more at the foreground the darker side of becoming successful.
Yes, because one of the things you show is the hope that this person gives to his people, but at the same time the responsibility that he's carrying on his shoulder, and so that he has a panic attack, and that's the only one of the side effects of success.
Yes, and like most of people adore success and want to become successful, but actually none of us knows how the price of success. And I try to like this as I think I know it from my own experience.
Because you were 2 times nominated for an Oscar, you won the Golden Globe, so you know pretty much a lot of it.
It sounds very decadent. Most people, when they hear successful people complaining about success, it's very decadent. But in my case, I think it's an honest registration. An example, when I get the Golden Globe, I wasn't so sad in my life as after the Golden Globe. I drew, like, it's not a joke. I can cry if I think about the moments, how sad and lonely I was.
But you think that it also you feel responsibility, and you also feel that suddenly you under everybody's look, so you had to sort of show something more afterwards.
Yeah, and people like sometimes reflect their own stories on you, their own hope on you, their own frustration on you, and you. I wasn't like ready for that. And this is why I identify myself with this Muhammad Assaf story, because I know exactly how he went through all this, because I was there once. That the whole Arab world start to reflect their own frustration on me, and I was very unhappy with that.
And did you talk to Mohammed Assaf while writing or while shooting, since he is appearing in the last moments of the film?
Yeah. I mean, I wanted him to play, and he couldn't. He wasn't ready, actually. Emotionally, he was too much, too exhausted, because, you know, again, I know exactly what he go through. And we kept just our relationship with, he advised me with a script, his family gave notes, we got some scenes because of the family, all this. We kept a good relationship with them, and they are very supportive to the movie.
Had you always in mind to put in the last scenes of the film, the last minutes of the film, the real footage of from the CNN or the Arab Idol TV program?
Yeah, I didn't know how to use it in the beginning, but just when I was editing with the editor Iyas Salman, we came with the idea to slowly use images, real images, that it will have a bigger impact on people, because you can't reproduce reality in such a moment. An example, the moment of winning. It will feel very fake, and I rather use the real images. And one of the images, I was there in the square shouting and jumping because I was so happy, and it's a real me.
So how was the reaction of the audience? What were you expecting, and what happened so far?
So far I am very pleased. It was just in Toronto and London, and now in Torino. It's very but so far very good people, and I mean people in this case, normal people.
Yes, now I'm talking about the audience,
sure,
not us.
Sure, I mean, my tradition is that, critically acclaimed movies, you know. But this time I really wanted to do a movie for the people. Not that I choose, but I really I try to please also normal people, because they deserve to have our attention in this time. I think some of us, some of artists, took a distance from normal people. And I want to restore this distance.
Yeah, because one of the best things about the film is that, as we said, it is a true story, and people have to see that, because sometimes with cinema you have to remind them that you can still hope for something to change, and you can still do something to have things changed, because you were so used to see things from a distance, even normal people, that sometimes we think we give up not even trying. So these real stories help a lot.
No, absolutely. Like, again, in time of decadence, in time of easiness, yes, you can be very critical and rational, and try to analyze. Like, there is a place for dark art when it's going very good. But I think when it's going very bad in our society, really art, the job of art is to comfort and to create, restore hope. And I think I really want this direction now, because we are not in a decadent time. We are really in a critical time that needs the support of artists, because politicians are failing to save us.
Yes.
Not that artists can save, but at least they can give comfort or change the ugliness to beauty, that we can at least learn from it in the future.
I totally agree. Thank you so much, Hani Abu Assad, for being here with us and for sharing your experience for The Idol.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thank
good luck
you.
For everything. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Torino Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.